This is Davinston.
Last segment of the show. Been fun. What do you guys think of Gigi?
Very pushy. Holy smokes.
Think she's going to last?
No.
I guess I think I'm going to last.
No, because she's going to tire of you because you're not going to give her anything.
Oh, Joe, you don't know me at all. I'm a giver.
I don't think she's going to last because she's just like right into gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yeah, but they always are. We'll see. Yeah. It's going to be hard, though. I definitely feel like the clock has been accelerated.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a challenge match.
Well, let's hope I can stick to it. On the break. Well, before our last break, because we had the break, then the longer break, we had... what do you want me to fucking tell you, Joe?
I know.
We had new music from DJ Torito with My Love, and you can learn more about DJ Torito at khb-music.de. We've actually played a lot of DJ Torito on the show. Love the DJ Torito.
Yeah.
And then on the last break was new music from The Playing Shadows. We've played some of The Playing Shadows before.
Yeah, I like them.
And this single was Give Me a Reason. And first time on The Den, Huffman with Swarm. That was the last song
cool. You
heard. And of course, you can learn more about The Playing Shadows and Huffman at Deuce Music. DeuceMusic.com. So I guess we'll do some Ann Jackson.
Yeah.
Hey, before we do, I just want to make a comment. Gigi sounds a lot like Belinda right before it ended, where she got really pushy and very low temperament.
So you think I'm talking to Gigi's husband, Joe?
No, but it just seems that it was kind of that attitude.
Well, I mean, clearly I'm up against it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to have to use all of my talents.
Oh, yeah, all hands on deck.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, I definitely feel... I think so far I've held her off on day two.
Yeah, it's like, no, I didn't already get you some iTunes, you pushy bitch.
I mean, don't they fucking know how this works?
No, they don't know you.
Yeah, a little romance. It's called a romance scam.
Yeah, come on. Romance me.
Dude, if it gets to that point... You gotta say that. You gotta tell. It's called a romance. Like, right when you're like, there's nothing more that could be done here. We gotta move on from this segment. But it's called a romance scam. How funny would that be?
So funny.
And I probably would. Because I will call a scammer out.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And it's like right at the point where you're like, there's nothing more here. Whatever, and it's time to bail. You know, it's called a romance scam.
Well, Joe, I always have hope that we can part as friends.
I understand, but like I said, that's the way, you know, but that's how I would end it if it gets
well,
to point.
She is certainly going to make me work this chain, because, of course, the mission is to keep them going along with our nonsense
right. Until
they fucking find out that I am not worth it. So, that is the mission. She's made it tough. You know, so far, Davin, not really that quirky yet.
No, not yet.
Not
no.
yet.
Just... You know, not that terribly talkative, but you just started. I mean,
feeling her out, touching gloves.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody who we've been all up in for way too long, Ann Jackson, will do some scam busters. Pip will give us our categories tonight, as she always does.
Yeah, here's our categories for the night. Our perennial favorite, Mr. Davin. And then our second category for tonight is Mess Media. And our third, fucking liars, plural.
All right. What are we going? Joe, what are your guesses?
All right, I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with six Mess Medias. And I'm going to go with seven fucking liars.
Now,
wow.
Joe, I almost feel like you don't pay attention to how much Pip sucks at picking categories. Or you know something we don't know. I don't. But I'm feeling it. You're very bullish. He's very bully. It's like Trump is sitting across to me. I know they both have red hair.
You gotta understand. No matter how Pip makes the picks, it's like whether I'm here at the house or at the studio, you feel it when it comes across, and that's where you go. You go with your gut.
All right. All right. Could be gas, but Joe's going with his gut.
Okay. I'm gonna say six, Mr. Davins. I'm going with one Mess Media. And I'm going to say three fucking liars. Lisa is in for four Mr. Davins, one Mess Media, and two fucking liars.
All right. Shall we start this up?
Everyone's in.
Everyone's in. Everyone who's going to be in is in. All right, let's start it off. Mr. Davin!
Oh, there's one.
You will see my unrest report. I feel like unrest report should be like a dirty word, like boobs.
Unrest report.
I know. What does that mean? It's like, oh, I couldn't sleep last night. Unrest
no,
report.
No, but here's
right.
How about this? Let me change it.
Okay.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, there you go.
You'll see my unrest report.
Yeah, and I'll show you a couple other
things. All of a sudden, I want to see this long-awaited unrest report, as opposed to now where I really don't give a shit. Maybe I'm reading it with the wrong voice.
It's a presentation.
Yes.
Yes.
I made it sound sexy. I'm bringing sexy back to unrest reports.
Yep.
I am the Justin Timberlake of Scambusters. So we'll do it like that. Mr. Davin.
Oh, God.
Is that a little bit of throw up? A little,
yeah, just... No.
You'll see my unrest report. Two FBI reply to me. Two offices. Again, sounds like both of them?
Oh,
I thought we could only report to one office.
Oh, no, I can take two.
Do I have to go in the back door in the other office? Go on. I will do it fast.
Oh, and then slow.
I will spread it soon.
What?
Do not worry.
Did she just say that?
Yes, she did. I didn't. I honestly, I did not know it when I started. I did not know
it. Isn't that great when that happens?
It really is.
I'll spread it soon.
I will do it fast. I will spread it soon.
What? Are we talking about chlamydia?
Listen, I don't know, but a little overseas tang. All of a sudden, I'm all into Anne. Anne's meaning much more different things to me.
You should see he's all hot and bothered now.
I'm taking off my shirt. It's good times. And then she sends me an email. It's from washington.field.ic.fbi.gov. It's legit.
Okay.
This is the real. They responded to her.
Wow.
And they respond, and this is on September 8th of 2014.
Does this start with "look stupid"? No?
It does not.
Oh, okay.
It's about her subject. Her subject was, it's about these two It's about these two soldiers. They scam me lots of money. That's what she put in the subject. They're responding. And this is, and I respond, I go, looks good. I do not want you corresponding with anybody from the FBI unless they use a .gov email address. This is very important.
Yes.
She's in the game.
Okay. At least she's playing with a full deck at the moment.
Sure. Mr. Davin.
Oh, there's two.
She goes, see the report mail. And then she forwards me an email from that she sent to kansascity@ic.fbi.gov. So she hit the Kansas City branch.
Okay, good.
To FBI. This is what she sends to them. My name is, and then she gives her real name. My name is what?
My name is what?
Slim Shady.
Aunt Jackson.
Yes. My name is Slim Shady. No, my name is Aunt Jackson. Going by the name Aunt Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So she's giving them her real name and her fake name. Fighting against international scam. She's a crime fighter.
Did she put on a cape when she said all that?
I like to picture her that way.
And nothing else.
Yeah. So hot. I got hit by scam in 2011.
Ooh.
Like she's Jennifer crossing the street going to the bank. Because the criminal hackers hacked my friend Jimmy's mail and they killed him. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. This scam is a real murder case. I called the FBI head office in 2011 asking for help from the FBI. IC3 Brown Cotton contacted me asking me to comply with him. I did it. And she's lost.
Oh, boy.
James H. Miller told me that I got... Again, she's not explaining very well who these people are.
No.
Like they can't...
Rambling on with people like they all live in Mayberry.
Yeah, I know. Well, she's just like, she's doing roll call with the FBI.
Yeah.
Roll call with the FBI. My favorite show. James H. Miller told me that I got scammed and he would love to help me. So he asked me to report to UK EFCC. I did pay for the fees. After this, coming up with IC3 Brown Cotton after I called FBI head office. And again, we've talked about this. She included her scammers.
Yeah.
With the, you know, telling them I'm contacting the FBI. And they said, well, we'll create somebody from the FBI for you.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me just create this email address. And away we go. She goes, two U.S. soldiers, James H. Miller and Parker D. Green from Kansas, tried to help me. But the truth is that I got more and more scam from FBI, Interpol, and UN. Number one, attach the profiles of these two soldiers who scam me so much money. So either their Facebook profiles or their Yahoo Messenger profiles.
Yeah.
Because that's how you track people down.
Of course.
Here's the true evidence about how they scam me. Number three, attached a video I made to prove the truth that they scam me. And it's a YouTube video, and I know when I want to prove something to the FBI, I immediately go to YouTube.
I definitely post it up so that everybody can see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here is a list of scammers. And then she shows, she go, sends a link to her blog.
Oh, you know what? And this is really going to prove her case to the FBI, because they're going to see some vintage Ann Jackson and go, holy shitballs! This one, look at this one!
I like to think that's how it's going to play out.
Yeah.
So-called James H. Miller is a real love scammer. Mm. Actually, she's using so-called in the proper way. I don't know. I don't think she realizes it.
No, she's finally done it by accident.
Exactly.
Green asked me to help him. Then this so-called James H. Miller ran away and he took my money for his flight ticket tag, yellow card, his tax clearances, for his gold bars, lawyer fees. This fucking man never returns the money to me. After this, he asked Rita money to or bookmark. So he asked for a computer or money. And now we go to Ball Busting Blue.
Ah.
Brown Cotton made the fucking gold bar certificate to me. He flew to North Korea and he does not know how to fly to Japan from Europe. Now I want.
He flew to North Korea.
But doesn't know how to fly to Japan from Europe.
No. Okay.
But, you know, I'm sure if he gets to meet Kim Jong-un, he'll follow our president and go, it's an honor to meet you.
Yes.
It's an honor.
Absolutely.
He lies to me that there is only one route left to come to Japan from North Korea. This FBI man is a fucking idiot. These people are real mafias. They took my money and they cheated on me. That my funds will be transferred. So they asked me to borrow money from credit card company. And I did not pay for my social insurance and so on.
Mm-hmm.
They are real heartless con artists and they are trying to kill me. Okay.
Okay.
Seems like she's got it. Now back to regular Black. She goes, I'm going to send it to the real authorities and again. Of course they will get killed. Here is the lies from Parker D. Green. And then she sends an email from Parker Green. James has been held in Abu Dhabi. In United Arab Emirates. Now they said the package he is carrying is containing gold, and he must pay for the clearance. I asked him to leave the gold with me, but he did not.
So wait, so now they threw him in Abu Dhabi but left his little package with him, and they just now found out that package was full of gold in them there hills?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're asking for $7,500. Please contact Brown, as I have also sent message to Brown. They will seize the gold and hold him, maybe send him to court and jail him for carrying gold in such quantity with no legal license.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll tell you what. It must be very hard being an Italian-American because they carry a lot of gold.
But around their neck, not on a pallet.
Don't be picky, Joe. It's just a lot of gold. Next time you're in, next time you're in Hoboken, go up to a Goomba and ask him if he has his tax clearance fees paid.
Yeah, right. He'll be buried on the side of the Bell Parkway. No, thank you.
I like when you talk like that.
Yeah.
He goes, please try to help him. God bless. Green told me James Miller would like to return the money to me. This soldier does not return the money to me. Then here's a conversation between Ann and Green Parker. This is Ann. You are not a human being, but an animal telling me lies. God will punish you because you lie to me. I have no idea why you lie all the time. I have one.
Oh.
I hate you and your personality. Should that be the segment title? I hate you and your personality.
Yeah, I like that.
Parker Green goes, God will punish you too, because you called me a liar. And goes, you are.
No, you are.
No, just you one, you are. He never returns the money to me. You will see. You play on me in Brown. He is a good FBI man. I hate you and James Miller. A liar. Parker Green says he will return all your money. Then he goes, they tried with Eric and Brown. That is how they got $5,800 since 2 days ago. He is sick. And goes, who is sick? James? Or? Parker goes, yes.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I'm glad we settled that.
Sure. And goes, he does not come online. Parker goes, he needs $1,700 to complete the fees. And he will leave there. And goes, If not? What will happen to him? Parker Green says, jail, 50 years. Ann says, I am crying. Parker goes, I have to work, please. Try for him. At the base. Marine base. Ann goes, no one can contact James. Parker goes, security at the gate. Ann goes, it is dangerous. I don't know what the fuck these assholes are talking
about. What are they talking about?
I don't know.
Who is going to
Abu Dhabi?
They got their own little fucking fantasy movie going on here.
I know.
How is it dangerous?
You know.
How are you going to the gate of Abu Dhabi anyway? To just take a cab over there and like knock on the gate and say, excuse me, I'd like to transact some business with you, guard
sure.
guy, sir.
You ride up on your little camel and away you go. Of course, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
She Anne goes, so dangerous, I want to cry. Barker says, if you raise money, send message to Brown, okay? After today, I will not contact you again. I will not have access to internet. Anne goes, I am sorry. Mr. Green, it is so dangerous there now. I think so. This is why you will go there. Parker Green goes, yes. So she's actually worried about these U.S. soldiers.
Yeah.
Who are scammers. She is, yes, you are right. Anne goes, I am crying. How about Jennifer? Parker Green goes, Wednesday, next week, if you can get any money. It will save James and send him home. Anne goes, okay. Try all your possible best. Anne goes, I will try. Anne goes, I will ask and beg. I do and I did. And I got violence.
Is she showing concern for Jennifer?
She yep. did.
All of a sudden.
Oh, my God. She's a freaking head case.
You interested in a date?
No. I already went through 19 years of marriage.
Well, at least this one you know you can bullshit your way through. Gives you the advantage.
Yeah, right.
Parker goes, message Brown. Anne goes, okay. Parker goes, I will be going to the States soonest. Anne goes, they will tell my students' parents not to pay me. Yes, they will.
Mm-hmm.
Then hold my money. Then I will be fired. Then I will have nothing. My life is over. Parker goes, oh, how I wish James was home. Huh. He would have helped, but I am so sorry. Anne goes, I told my friends. Parker goes, I will not be online again. Anne goes, to help me. Parker goes, because they will change me to the security. Anne goes, what do you mean? Parker goes, I will not contact you again. Anne goes, security. Parker goes, no access to the internet again. Apparently he wants to kill this character off.
Yeah, really.
Parker goes, I will be at the base security for 1 month. Anne goes, Secret Service. Parker goes, do what? And then he goes, please do not do anything again. It is over. Anne goes, I will suffer in this life. Parker goes, I have to work.
Oh, wow.
Anne goes, only death.
Sounds like an argument that I'll get in with Joanne in the morning. I got to go to work.
Yeah, really. It's that dismissive.
Yeah. Parker goes, now, I owe too much myself. Now my daughter hates me. My life is gone for a good and nice friend. Anne goes, can you imagine what they told me? Everyone hates me.
Yeah, well.
Because I'm a big liar. I said the truth. But everyone said that I'm a liar. Parker goes, you are not. You're a fool.
Yeah, no. Totally different.
Yes. He goes, you are not. She goes, even I found the scammers on Facebook. No one believes me. Everything I do is lies. They said so. So I got violence. I told James. Parker Green says, and I quote, bye.
They don't care. They don't give a shit. It's always, you know, it's always this emotional thing on Anne's end. And they'll go, see ya. They could care less. I can't understand why she doesn't realize that they could care less.
Yeah.
Because she's in too deep, like any scam victim.
Yeah. That's true.
So, you know.
She has a moments of clarity, but they're moments, you know.
Yeah.
She's the president of Japan. Green Parker. Be nice. It's just so much on me. I'm trying so hard not to fight with you, Joe, over our president. I really am. I'm trying to get through this fucking segment. But I told Pip before the show, he's like, fucking America's migraine. I can't take it, I tells you.
Oh, will you stop with him? Holy smokes.
I'd love to. Why won't he not talk for one day?
I just can't quit you.
One day, can't he do something interesting that we don't know about? One day, take Melania out. Go take her fucking golfing. One day, don't tweet. Don't fucking talk. Don't have a press conference. Don't do something. One fucking day, please.
He's got to run the free world. He's busy, man.
I'll continue. Parker says, "Try to save James' life." Brown has the gold bars with him. Anne goes, "Keep it forever. You will know what it is." Lies. And
so, no, they're gold bars. And they're worth like a load of money.
Yeah. If they were real, they'd be worth a lot.
So yeah, this is all part of the email that she sent to the FBI.
Oh, my God.
That's all part of the email that she sent.
Oh, my God.
Then she closes with, please arrest them all and help me with this true scam case. Thank you.
Yeah, she calls it an email. The FBI calls it Exhibit A.
Exhibit of what? We don't know. Mr. Davin.
Three.
This is my plan, because I must attention FBI.
Attention them.
I will continue to send it out. I did send it to IC3 office. I will send facts to UN office too. Please let me do it. I go, I think your best bet is the FBI, but I honestly think you need to present them the information the way I have tried to explain to you. It's a long shot. You will get justice, but there's no shot if you do not send them what you show me with the payment information. Remember where she gave us, like, real names?
Yeah.
And real payment information? They don't want this fucking nonsense.
They don't want this. This is a soap opera that she sent them in the email, and it's incomprehensible.
Well, we want it.
Yeah, we want it, but she doesn't.
They don't want it.
They don't
want it. You know how much stuff that the FBI gets from lunatics every day?
Oh, well, how much do you send, Joe?
Yeah,
I'm sure you're a busy man.
Someday they'll listen.
Because I'm right, damn it, I'm right.
Joe found those 3 million illegal voters, and even and the FBI just won't listen to him. But Joe found them. They're in a fucking rock in his backyard, but Joe found them.
Lisa says, and the FBI is now sending the guys in the white coats. Yes, yes, they are.
Not to Japan, they're not.
No.
You could just fucking see Joe, this 3 million earthworms, while he's fucking doing the lawn and everything. Goes, aha! These are the missing voters. They're dressed as earthworms, but I know what you are. You're illegal earthworm aliens. I'm calling the president and the FBI. And one of them would take the call.
Shapeshifters!
I look forward to that, Joe. The complete snap.
All right.
Cool. He's got till what, June? Till
he's
he
on board.
I like that.
I
like insane Joe.
I'm not insane. Not
which is what something an insane person would say.
3 years ago was insane, Joe. I'm kind of back to normal, Joe.
That's what a crazy person would say, Joe. How do we know?
You knew.
And that's really fucking frightening.
That's the weird thing. Like, if somebody thinks you're insane, you go, I'm not crazy. You go, that's exactly what a crazy person would say.
I'm not crazy, yeah.
You're fucked. And if you go, I'm crazy, you go, oh, we agree. So you're in the right place.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you with all this tinfoil over my ears.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, there's four.
Brown Cotton is not online now. I guess FBI will arrest him. Once Parker Green asked me to report him, I am confused. Yes, you are, sweetie.
Yeah.
Maybe Parker Green and James H. Mill want me to put pressure on them. I am not sure because I do delete them from Yahoo Messenger. I go, scammer mind games. Nothing more. And then the subject is, she sent me the subject is, Brown is trying to connect my PC.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What, does he work for the Geek Squad?
This fucking proves I have fucking onset of dementia. I was trying to think of that, and Joe had it.
Oh.
Joe, I was thinking Geek Squad and like Google. Joe fucking had it.
You need to go to bed early tonight.
Don't mention
me about dementia. My papers for my separation, I don't know where the hell I put them.
Yeah, but you're just under a lot of stress.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it's like I don't, in my passbook account, I don't know. I put them down. I don't know where the, I am chalking it up to stress. I don't know where I put it. I'm losing my marbles.
I would check the shredder.
With Dwayne's fingerprint.
Yes, that's where I would look.
I would look under some lunatic's mattress.
Yeah.
But she's sleeping now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm losing my fucking mind. It does scare me.
Yeah, well, it scares me too. But no, for real. But,
no, me too. But and Sharon said, well, if you do comedy, that'll keep you sharp. Not really.
And apparently not.
No.
Not for you.
No, not for me.
I'll tell you. I printed out the sheets for the show. The time sheets that I always print on Excel. I put them down last night. I put them in a. I don't know where they are. 4 minutes went by. I don't know where they are. I couldn't find them today. I had them. Put them down. Like they disappeared into thin air.
Again, I'm going to chalk that up for you for stress.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you. Me. My brain is going to be mush soon, so you motherfuckers better raise your game and figure out how to carry me, because I don't have much faith. Let's see. So I tell her mind games, nothing more. And then the subject is Brown is trying to connect my PC. Mr. Davin!
Ooh, there's five.
Brown Cotton is trying to trace my mails or Miller. I must report them quickly. I will go to FBI official site. And then she goes, bingo, Brown Cotton is online now.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Mr. Davin, see the truth? He's online now.
Well, there's six. Seven.
Mr. Davin, I sent that info to DC FBI. The whole file. I'm going to make the file with the concrete evidence.
No.
I go,
She doesn't even have paper mache evidence.
I go, Ann, are you prepared to take what they tell you as the truth, even if it's not what you want to hear? When you were dealing with .gov, you were dealing with the real officials and not scammers. If anybody claims they are from the FBI and want to correspond with you without a .gov email address, you send them to me, and I will try to vet them for you. I don't suspect that will happen, though. so I'm trying to help her.
Yeah.
Mr. Davin!
Ooh, 8.
Brown is trying to read mails from me. I will fuck him up.
I'd love to know how she thinks this is happening.
Well, I say, why do you say that?
Okay, there you go.
Funny.
She goes, Mr. Davin!
Oh, this is 9.
Do not worry. I did this in 2011. We need the truth. I was suffering from sorrows before, but I am trying to get back to myself. I hate people who do not take any responsibility. I hate lies. By the way, I work at the international airport every day, and sometimes I send mails to you from there. They cannot trace me because my PC was broke, and I blocked out many things. They want to trace me, and I am not scared because they cannot do anything since I sent it out.
Oh, boy.
I go, if I ever fly back to Japan again, I will have to stop by and see you in the airport. And I give her a smiley face.
Okay, that was nice.
Mr. Davin!
Ooh, 10.
My PC told me that someone is trying to connect to my PC.
Oh, is that how she knows?
Her PC told her. You saw the old Apple versus IBM commercials? Two little PCs talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. My PC blocked it out. Brown is trying to trace me where I am. Maybe I do not come online often, except I am off my jobs. I will send info out from airport from tomorrow again to my places. Mr. Davin, I will file complaints every day, because that's what they want.
Mm. Yeah.
Driven up the wall by his lunatic, will you stop?
Yeah, really.
Mr. Davin, if you come to Japan, you will see me at the airport. I look young, even I am in my 40s. People say that I look in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we have Universal Studio in Japan, which is really famous and popular now after they built up Harry Potter. Holy fuck.
Wow. Wow.
Who knew? Glad I went to Florida instead of fucking Japan.
Oh, God.
I will take national exam because I want to get a chef certificate.
Oh, boy.
A chef certificate? I'm a chef.
Why aren't
you? Here,
so that is where we leave it.
Okay.
I don't know what we established with that. She's contacted the real FBI.
Yeah.
She sent them a boatload of shit, and she's going to pester them.
Yeah, I would love to see the answer from the boatload of shit.
Yes.
So we had 12 Mr. Davin.
That's a lot of Mr. Davin.
That's a lot, because she said it every other word at the end. And then no mess media.
Wah, wah, wah.
And there no fucking liars. So nobody wins tonight.
Nobody wins.
Especially not
Who had
Ann
the
Jackson.
Highest amount of Mr. Davins?
I did.
Oh, how many?
I had half. I had 6.
Oh.
There were 12.
All right. Let's wrap this fucker up. Wrap it up. Next week we'll do Worst Moms. That's always fun.
Yeah. I can't completely just talk about my own for... Oh, never mind.
Yeah, well, no, because unless she's fucking haunting you.
No!
It's got to be within the
count. Last year.
Yeah, it has to... Rules are rules. Oh, moms have died. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tau of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tau of Energy at LLC. Tau of Energy LLC, of course, that is Russ Ferdico, Sensei Ferdico's company.
Yeah.
And he will be in studio in a few weeks.
Oh, yeah. And you have to spell it out, T-A-O, because I think people don't know how to spell Tau.
Okay. T-A-O, stupids. Better?
Yeah, I like it.
You dumb fucks.
I'm happy. Yeah.
You fucking morons. I think that's how they want the read to go.
Yeah.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
Great job, boss.
Well, just the people that can't spell it, not the ones that are going there. Those are the brilliant ones.
Yeah, so me laughing through a read was so much worse than this just now, huh, Joe?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Yes, because I got through the read, and I called the stupid people stupid.
Okay.
I didn't call the smart people stupid.
I didn't call anybody stupid.
We should tell everybody on the break, Pip learned how to hang up a phone.
Yeah.
I told Pip to hang up the phone, and I kid you not, it's a regular fucking phone, regular handset, and she couldn't hang it up. It was the stupidest fucking thing I've seen.
I had a moment.
You had a moment? You've had a fucking lifetime.
I have. It's all been like this. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscaviling setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by our pal, Side-Splitting Productions owner, Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, we got a new show coming up.
We will soon.
All right, we'll announce that. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, give them a call, 201-337-8990, 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side-Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Side-SplittingProductions.com. Really good at comedy, too. You should call us. Lots of people are happy. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pip, Mr. Helix, anywhere?
I missed a read here.
Oh, which read did you miss?
I didn't do Jen Carelli's.
Okay, go do Jen Carelli's.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Jen Carelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Carelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.JenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. That's www.JenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Carelli's.
Okay.
I don't think that Mr. Helix is doing anything this week.
All right, Joe, you doing anything?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights Friday at 9 p.m., Saturday at 7:30 at 10 with a very funny Joey Kohler. Dial 201-727-1090 for reservations.
I'll tell the folks over at Bananas and Joey I said hello.
True.
Thursday, May 4th, I'll be on the 10 p.m. show at the Grizzly Pear in New York, New York. 10 p.m. Grizzly Pear on McDougal Street. And I'll be on the 11 o'clock show at Broadway Comedy Club in New York, New York. Doubleheader for me in Old Manhattan. So this was fun. We got new intro music.
Yeah,
you
fun.
You like the intro music?
Yeah.
We got new sweepers. We got mm-hmm. the same old assholes doing the show.
Uh-oh.
next week, Joe will be in studio, God willing.
Yes.
Pip will be in studio, God willing.
God willing.
We'll talk about some awful moms. Maybe we'll do this fucking again. That's what we're going to do.
All right. I think that's good.
Yeah, why not? What else are we going to do?
I don't know.
All right. Well, hey, thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
One.
Either way, please keep on listening.